Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to another really exciting show of Get to Know with Victoria and Will. I hope you've all had a lovely week. I have, at least, in this sunny weather in St. Andrews. And today we have an exciting guest with us, the lovely musician and guitar teacher, actually, through the university, Kenny. Very welcome to the show.
Hello, glad to be here.
I'm very pleased that you could come. And you were actually my guitar teacher last semester.
That's correct.
Which was a lot of fun, I can say. Yeah. You're a very good teacher. So if anyone out there is thinking about starting to take guitar lessons, I can definitely recommend Kenny. yes. How are we all doing today? Has everyone recovered from yesterday?
Yeah. Well, I'm
people
I'm
are shaking
less
their hands.
Ill. But
what actually happened yesterday? No, I mean in terms of kind of an event was it?
Would you like me to elicit to the audience?
Yeah, I mean for the people who weren't there, maybe we need to clarify what we went to yesterday.
So what we went to, it just so happened that me, Rachel and Victoria were all at Under Canvas yesterday. It was a very good and very fun event.
Yeah, which was some sort of a music festival, I guess you could say it was. I mean, some people would probably punch me in my face for calling it a music festival. but it was maybe a mini festival.
It was like an arty, sort of alternative kind of hipster festival and then transformed into like a club sort of.
Yes, and for...
In aid of charity.
In aid of charity, of course.
Exactly, that's important to say. Yeah.
That's not the most important bit.
No, but it was a lot of fun, and it was outside in St. Mary's Quad. So it was a lot of lights in different colours, and they had face paint and colour powder that they splashed on you, on your clothes and in your face, and it was a lot of fun. And I especially loved the first band that played, actually. The kind of folky band. What were they called now again? Stokes William or something like that. I think they were called Stokes William.
Well, Rachel just
gave us a thumbs up.
She
yeah, good.
Yeah, they were. I wasn't aware of what was going on, so you know,
I don't know if that's good or bad, but okay.
Hang on.
Sorry.
This
was actually only in the evening. I wish it was all day. That would we actually talked about that. That it would have been much better if it was all day. Out during the day and everything. But it started at 8 o'clock. Are we having some troubles with the...
I think we may be having some technical troubles. I'm not sure what's going on, but the feedback from Elia and Sophia is that it's difficult to hear anything. So,
Can they hear us at all, or can't they hear anything?
If they could give us some feedback on the buzz box, that would be brilliant, because we don't know what we're...
Could you write back to them, maybe, by any chance?
I'm quite happy if they don't hear me.
Okay, I'm just typing. I'm going to actually put the headphones on for the first time ever. Just
maybe I should actually try that as well. I've never dared to before, to be honest.
This is professional.
Well, does it look more professional this way? It feels like I'm closing off the world. You can't... Well, I can't hear myself either, I think.
Oh, can you hear... What? Can you just hear me speaking through the microphone?
Oh, I'm a bit confused now. I don't know if I can hear myself or not.
It still fits in with you,
sure. It's quite weird. No, but I'm definitely hearing through you through the headphones.
Okay, have they responded yet in the bus box?
Okay, Ruth says that she can't hear anything either.
Oh, that's really sad news.
Let's go to the pub.
Yeah, let's go and drink some pints.
That's basically the use of our time.
Oh, no. Why am I still talking as if people can hear us when people clearly cannot? I feel like I'm still, thinking that people can hear us, you know what I mean?
I mean, maybe it's just selective. Might be a problem with St. Andrew's radio servers, because, you know...
Yeah.
Okay.
Are we out on air now?
Yes.
Can people hear us?
Yes.
Oh, amazing.
And that's all that matters for us, is that... Thank you, Ruth. She's listening, and that's the only thing that is important.
That's the only thing that is important. Should I keep my headphones on or not?
It's up to you. I think I was foreign affairs trying to...
I think I'm going
to...
They still can't hear anything, Ellie and Sophia.
They can't hear anything.
So I'm not sure whether the website being temperamental or whether...
Yeah, it should be that. We should be out.
Should we just keep talking, I guess?
Yes. Well, I think we should just quickly, again, mention who is our special guest today,
yes,
so people know who is here. Because we are here to get to know an exciting person, at least. We're on?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Test, test, 1, 2, 3. Hello!
So, probably for the fourth time today, we should say very welcome to everyone who's listening, and especially to our very exciting guest, who today is Kenny, our lovely musician and guitar teacher around in St. Andrews. Very welcome, Kenny, to the show.
Thank you, glad to be here.
Very pleased.
Once again,
exactly. And I was saying before as well that Kenny was my guitar teacher last semester, and I had so much fun, and I must say that you're an amazing teacher. So for anyone out there who wants to learn to play the guitar, please give Kenny a shout. We'll, like, post his number or anything on the something on the Facebook page.
With his permission, of course.
Obviously.
And you're starting back after the summer again, aren't you?
Oh, definitely. No. I do wish that I can. It's a matter of time. We were also talking about what we were doing yesterday on Under Canvas.
And Victoria agreed to do something quite specific. It was a little test from me because was very, very happy yesterday. She was a little bit drunk.
Happy.
A little bit drunk. Actually, she's the happiest drunk I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, wow.
Aside from that, I actually did a little proposal to her. Realise what I said now. I asked her whether she wanted to come and rap and play guitar.
Did we say rap or just sing/play the guitar? What did we actually agree on?
I was saying Kenny to play guitar while you rapped over it because it was very funny. But I don't know.
And then, today...
it could just be some guitar. I'm quite flexible.
I guess we should just play it by ear, but... I vaguely remember agreeing to this, to be honest. But I mean, we will see towards the end of the show when we have gotten to know our guest a bit. I guess we can see what happens in the end of the show. That should be exciting stuff.
I'm not going to say anything unless I hear Victoria playing guitar on air.
Okay, brilliant. That's sorted then.
Oh, God. I guess I'm just going to have to play something in the end then.
You're a good sport, thanks.
All right, should we get to action and start to get to know our special guest? And I think we should start a bit by talking about who you are and your background, etc. So, where are you from, actually? Because I know that you're from Scotland, but whereabouts exactly are you from?
From somewhere not a million miles from here, a little place called Wormit, which is right on the Fife side of the Tay Railway Bridge.
Okay.
About 12 miles from St Andrews.
Okay.
That's close, yeah.
Not too far at all. So I'm guessing that was very much on the countryside you were brought up. Or is it...
In a village.
Okay.
I now stay outside St Michael's. It's a bit more sort of countryside where I stay now.
Yeah.
Our house is even called Number 2 Agricultural Cottages.
Yeah, that's when you know you're deep into the rural heartland of Scotland.
So what is the closest city then? Like, when you were a child, where did you go to, like, buy clothes and stuff like that?
Well, Dundee was...
Yeah.
Right, okay, yeah.
Just the other side of the bridge. Yeah.
I went to school in St Andrews.
You did?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Did everyone do that, or... That's like a common thing, like where you're from, people go to school in St Andrews.
Yeah, you had a choice of going to Madras in St Andrews or Bell Baxter in Cooper.
Oh, right. Yeah. Wow, so you have been in this place then for a very long time. So you have memories here from when you were a child. Oh, sorry, I didn't mean that in a bad way at all. I'm so sorry. But so how has it changed then from that time when you were a child?
St Andrews isn't the sort of place that really... Changes,
yeah, I can imagine.
I mean, okay, there's a lot of new buildings that have gone up, mostly university buildings on the outskirts, but the centre of the town hasn't really changed much at all.
Mm.
Yeah. Yes, there must be maybe more chains and more different businesses operating, I guess.
Yes.
But
yes.
Aside from that, the actual town itself, in terms of the buildings, hasn't really changed much.
No.
And you can see it when you walk around town. It hasn't changed much since 1413.
No, which we're very happy about. I mean, I am at least, because it's so beautiful to have all of these old buildings.
We've actually got a cine film at home of a Kate Kennedy parade from, I think it's 1963.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Which, you can see a few differences between that and now.
That's 50 years ago, wow. That's,
Wow. That's amazing.
I think that'd be quite good to compare it, I think.
Yeah.
The KK procession, which just I mean, it can't change much. So that was a pretty old-fashioned procession, which was, I didn't actually see very much of it.
I saw a bit of it, actually. I saw some guys trying to kill a person, and it was quite believable, to be honest.
I missed out on this. There was already death.
There was a leg-breaking incident, though.
Really?
Yeah.
Right. I did not hear that at all.
Shout out, he was doing...
John Cleese
Ministry of Walks, and threw himself on the floor at the very beginning of the procession.
Yeah.
He dislocated his knee.
He kind of didn't get back up again, and no one really knew whether it was acting or he genuinely hurt himself until the paramedics dragged him off the road before he got trampled by a horse. It was very, very exciting.
Do you know why he threw himself on the ground, though?
For the Ministry of Funny Walks.
Well, no, there was when John Cleese got installed, he actually faked a heart attack as part of his speech.
Oh, wow.
No way.
Which went down really well. Yes.
Oh my goodness.
I did not know that at all. Wow. That's a really interesting story.
Amazing.
Wow. Yeah, I don't know where to continue from this, actually. moving on. Kenny has his heart attack. Yeah, in comes the second guest.
It's quite annoying because we were just talking outside, and Kenny admits himself that his music taste is somewhat unorthodox. And so, unfortunately, we're still trying to. I think it's impossible.
Sorry, guys.
We haven't been able to get any of the songs up. We didn't really. I think it was in the wrong format. No techie, but
that's unfortunate. But maybe we could actually post them on our Facebook page. If any of the listeners want to look up the songs, they can do that themselves.
Yes.
Because I'm guessing they should be able to find on the internet somewhere.
Oh yeah.
As everything is nowadays.
Yeah, is that obscure?
Yeah, and I was really looking forward to hearing them, actually, because I do really think that you have a good music taste. So I'm at least going to look them up later on.
I just feel really sorry that you can't play cassette tapes in here anymore.
Yeah, even CDs. I was surprised that there wasn't a sort of CD player that could link up to.
Yeah.
Hard times move on, I guess. God. Talking as if I'm not 19 years old here. Yeah, there you go.
All right, so moving on, I guess. I was a bit interested in your musical background. Has music always been an obvious part of your life? Are you raised in a musical family?
Yes.
So your parents were musicians, or?
My father wasn't. My mother was. My mother's maiden name was Irvin, and she was from Blairgowrie, and there was one Sunday, I don't know how long ago it was, but many years ago, where there were six churches in Blairgowrie, and there was an Irvin playing organ in each of the six churches on this one Sunday.
Oh, wow.
So, a family of organists, basically.
Wow.
I at primary school, I learnt brass instruments. I wanted to play trombone. I got to play cornet, trumpet, tenor horn, baritone, euphonium, everything except trombone.
Except the trombone.
The guy that took me to the brass band.
How come, though?
Well, I think he thought I would be dangerous with a trombone in my hand.
Have you been able to pick it up on later years, though?
No, actually. I've never taken up trombone since then, although my wife, Ruth, she's got a... I got for Christmas what they call a P-bone. It's a plastic trombone.
Okay.
Which, I mean, it plays every bit as well as an ordinary trombone.
Uh-huh.
So she's learning it just now, and once she learns it a wee bit, I'll probably join in and do the same.
That sounds exciting.
Yeah.
Brass instruments. That's actually, I went to the symphony orchestra concert.
On Thursday,
actually, yes.
I wish I went, but I didn't.
It was fantastic. I must say, you didn't go, did you, Kenny? Well, I was just thinking about now how much I like brass instruments, actually, because it was such a fantastic concert. Yeah, really talented students in here, in St. Andrews.
Two really good ones I have seen recently. One was the bassoon quartet.
Sorry?
The bassoon quartet from the university. They were doing a lunchtime concert. And
oh.
It was fantastic.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And also, I went to see Sweet Charity.
Oh, yeah, was that the event through On the Rocks?
Yes.
Yeah, because I met you that night after you've been.
That's right, yes.
Yeah. Yes. I remember that. No, I wasn't able to go, but did you go to any other of the events on the Rocks?
On the Rocks event.
Well, yeah.
I'll say the bassoon quartet one was for On the Rocks.
Yeah.
So they were the two that I managed to get on.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's
On the Rocks has Kenny's seal of approval then.
Yeah, I was disappointed because I didn't get to play for the Cayley this year.
Oh, no.
It was either last year or the year before that the Cayley band that I play with were doing the Cayley in the Castle, and I thought it was brilliant fun.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
The highlight of that for me was when somebody decided that, you know, often at a Cayley somebody decides to take their shoes off, so they'll kick them to the side of the hall or something. Like that. You can't do that in the Castle.
That's
true. So this guy went and kicked her shoes into the centre. And of course, in the centre of the castle grounds is a well.
one
shoe went right down the well. I just thought I couldn't continue playing.
Oh, wow. But so then, I take it that you play quite a lot of instruments. How many do you actually play then?
Well, instruments that I play properly now, basically guitar, bass guitar, and double bass.
Okay. That's amazing.
You you dabble with a few others then.
Cause yeah.
Clearly all those brass instruments, you kind of, I guess in a way they must be not, they're not the same to play, but they might be similar in some ways. And In some ways, yeah.
In a way.
So, you know, picking up the skills you don't forget, I guess.
Yeah,
if you had to pick it up again, I'm sure you could.
I could try to. I could get notes out of a brass instrument. I'm not sure the quality of the notes.
Well, to an untrained ear like me, I'm sure it would sound great.
No, I don't think so.
But so, have you had musical training then? Or how did it start? Did you start by just playing instrument on your own at home? And then did you continue to musical school? Or how have you learnt to play music?
Other than at school, I haven't had any formal training. I did go to a bass guitar tutor for a while. But while I was still at school, my sister, she got a Spanish guitar and started learning to play it and learned a few chords.
Yeah.
She managed to get E, A, D, G, C, and then thought, oh, here's all these other chords that you've got to...
Right, yeah, and there are a few of them, to be honest.
Quite a few chords.
Yes.
She put the guitar down and stopped learning it.
Was it because there were too many chords?
Yeah, she couldn't get one finger to go across the
front. Oh, yeah.
That's probably quite common, though, don't you think?
People want to learn
the guitar, and then they learn the really easy ones, and then when it gets difficult, you just don't have the patience. Because, I mean, it takes practice. You can't just know it, obviously, by not having practiced it. So I think that's a really, really common problem. And actually, or I don't know if we should call it a problem, but actually I can identify myself a little bit with that because it's difficult to keep training daily and daily all the time because you want to have the results quickly, obviously.
Yes.
And then it's quite difficult, actually, to have the patience.
Yeah. That's true, yeah.
Well, basically, she came across this stumbling block and gave up guitar totally. So I picked up the guitar and tried it.
Oh,
and I found the same thing.
Wait, you found the same thing?
I found the same thing.
Right.
Yeah. Initially, rather than persist with it, I thought, I know, I'll play bass guitar. So that was why I started playing bass guitar.
Oh, I see. But then you continued playing the guitar, right. Yeah. But so how did you then get that good at guitar? You just... you stayed very dedicated and focused. Like, how did you... Yeah, stay that... dedicated, I guess, to it, because you really need to practice on, you know, at least like a weekly basis.
Yes. Not long after that, I was a member of a band in St. Andrews, which a band called The Hip Operation.
I think Victoria did a little rewrite.
Well, no, actually, yeah, I was. No, actually, yeah, before this show, I did a bit of research on you, actually, on the internet. Oh, okay. But I don't think that I found that in a band that you just mentioned now, but I did find something that's called Hector's House. Does that
Hector's
ring a bell?
House. I'm still a member of Hector's
You're still a member? That's what I was wondering, actually. Yes. But I had so much fun, actually, in my room in halls, because you have a lot of live videos. It's working. Lovely.
No, is it not working in between?
What? No, sorry, I've got music, sorry.
Oh,
oh you've got music.
Oh, brilliant.
Oh, lovely. Yeah, Rachel was just giving us the thumbs up here, and me too. But, so we have the songs that Kenny wants to play.
We have one for now, currently.
Wow, that's really good news.
Yeah.
We want to go for it? Right. Blues in the Night by Quincy Jones. Is there any backstory, or...?
I just love all Quincy Jones's arrangements. He's a fantastic arranger, and Blues in the Night is just so sleazy. I think it's brilliant.
We were just talking about how Victoria's background research was. We were trying to explain to Kenny. He was getting a bit worried.
Yeah, I was.
It's a kind of one-off thing that we've sort of researched this.
Yeah, I was telling him that I don't have any other juicy secrets about him to give out on air, so he can relax, that's fine. But I do must say that I had such a good time in my room listening to these live videos that you have up on... Yeah, Hector's House is what the band is called, and I think the website was just Hector's House dot something.
www.thehectorshouse.
Right, okay. Okay, thank you for clarifying that.
I can't remember,
but something like that. So if any one of the listeners are interested, and I can recommend the James Brown video where you're playing out of sight. I had so much fun, and I was dancing around, I must say, in my room to that video.
That's a great fun one to play.
Yeah, oh, I love that tune so much. James Brown, how good is he? So, yeah, and before that, I think you were mentioning another band that you were in. That was quite a while ago that we were talking about that, and then it led into something else, obviously.
A band called The Hip Operation, which was St Andrews University-based. The whole band were at St Andrews University, apart from myself and the keyboard player. And we used to actually run a thing called the Blue Note Club, which was in the back of the Scores Hotel, but it backs onto the car park. There was a function room there. And during term time, we would run that once a week, and we would get PA system and lighting and a DJ from the Students' Union.
No way!
And we basically ran the whole thing, and we did quite well out of that,
quite honestly. Something that we should try to get back. I mean, that sounds like a really fun thing.
Right, I'm your man.
Yeah. No, we should have a meeting about this after the show. That sounds amazing.
Put the hip operation back together.
Yeah. No, I must say that I'm...
I'm sorry.
I just ignore that. No, but I must say that I'm really craving a lot of live music in St. Andrews. Is that just me? Or I don't think there's enough live music.
I mean, yeah, I think there would be more maybe if this was a bigger place with where people could attract, I don't know, larger audiences. Mm. But I think there would be like quite a good scene for it here. I mean, I do think there is potential for it, especially if a band is touring Scotland. I think why not stop off with St. Andrews?
Yeah.
There's certainly not as much now as there used to be.
Oh, really? Yeah. There used to be more?
A lot more bands that on tour they would come to St. Andrews Studios.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know. Probably not financially worth their while doing it.
Yeah.
That's a shame, yeah.
That is such a shame.
Because obviously St. Andrews isn't the biggest place, and it's all about the crowds, isn't it? So, just skip past St. Andrews and go to Dundee, rather than...
Yeah, and it kind of...
Dundee, there's not a lot of...
Yeah, Mumford & Sons played Dundee.
Did they really?
Yeah, they did.
Not very long ago?
Sorry.
You don't know. Really?
I didn't go.
I did not know that. I probably would have gone if I knew. I mean, I know they are very commercial nowadays, but I do must admit that I like them. Especially, like, their first album, though.
I should like them more than I do, because one of the people went to the same school that I went to, and they're huge.
So you should like them just because of that. Actually, the band that played yesterday reminded me quite a bit of Mumford & Sons.
That's what I thought as well.
Yeah. I really liked them yesterday.
I saw them a couple of years ago through Tea in the Park.
Did you really?
They were excellent.
They were excellent.
Tea in the Park is really near here. It's in Kirkcaldy, isn't it? Tea in the Park, roughly.
Ish, yes.
Yeah. Mm. So, yeah, that's, well, closer to...
Kinross.
Kinross, okay. Yeah, my mistake. Definitely pretty close to St. Andrews. It can't be very far away.
Yeah. Do you go to a lot of festivals or just concerts in general?
I've been to Tea in the Park twice.
Was that in your younger days?
Once was to be a member of the... Well, like I say, that was 2 years ago.
Right,
and
the
only other time was, must have been about 12 years ago, went there to play.
Okay. Oh, you actually played?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Amazing. That's quite an achievement, isn't it? I mean, that's a big festival.
That was great fun.
Yeah.
I can imagine.
What they do there is they have... Each band gets slots throughout the day. So you may play sort of four slots throughout the one day. And our first slot, we started playing before the gates opened.
Oh, wow.
So everybody's sort of waiting at the gates, and the first tent that they come to is the Cayley tent.
Mm.
So we started off with the tent empty, and by the time that we'd finished our first set, which was like a 30-minute set or something, the place absolutely jumping. Because everybody just came into the first tent that they came across.
That must have been so much fun.
It was really, really...
Because, I mean, that really just gets you going when you have that kind of a crowd.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's great. Well, on that note, do you prefer to play for people, or do you really like as well to just play on your own at home in your living room, or what's the difference?
With any music, the satisfaction of somebody hearing it and enjoying it is what it's all about.
Mm.
You know, if you're just playing something for yourself, fair enough, you get self-satisfaction out of it, but if you can please other people, that's more what it's about.
Yeah, music is a sociable sort of art. I don't know anybody who doesn't like music. And obviously people like different music, but I struggle to think of anyone who I know that doesn't like music.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Obviously, to a different extent.
A lot of musicians do start off, though, in their bedroom for many, many years before they dare to leave it and show other people.
Especially if you're talking about likes of jazz, where it's a real performance art.
Yeah.
You know, it's actually being out there playing it and it being heard that makes it...
Mm. Have you always been interested in that genre of music, like jazz, blues, folk, or has that changed over the years? Or
somebody was asking me recently about the first two albums that I bought.
Uh-huh.
This is like when albums were sort of big 12-inch things.
Vinyls,
black vinyl.
Yeah.
And one of them was Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass. I don't know if you know who that was.
I don't, actually.
Jazzy trumpeter.
Okay.
I wouldn't say jazz, but jazzy. He always wanted to be Miles Davis, and he was always disappointed in himself because he could never be that good.
But who can be that good? I mean, Miles Davis is Miles Davis.
Trumpeter. And also Louis Armstrong, who was the person that really... first made jazz what it is today. So that was my first two albums.
Oh wow,
fascinating.
They were when I was at primary school, like I said, I played in the brass band.
Mm.
And the person that took the brass band brought this catalogue in, which was all brass band music.
Uh-huh.
And in the back, there was a few jazzy ones. So they were what I picked.
Wow. That's incredible. So it started really early then.
Oh, yeah, way back then. I loved it as soon as I heard jazz.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's amazing.
Should we go with another song?
I think we should.
Did you get it working?
Yeah, we've got to play catch-up, so...
Rachel is the official hero of this show. Congratulations. Oh, you're not even on air, Rachel.
Sorry.
You forgot to
say
that. Sorry. A lot of technical problems today, but that's fine.
Yeah.
Okay, we've got Billy Cobham, Red Baron for you.
What an amazing tune, eh? We're just talking about why we like this tune while it was playing. And, what were you saying, Kenny?
Well, I was saying that, to me, the music that is the best music around is the music that has tension and release in it. And there's a lot of music that just sort of starts, goes and finishes.
Mm.
But when it's stuff that really builds up in the middle and suddenly drops down and then comes back up again, that's to me what it's all about.
I agree on that one. Yeah. That really shakes you around and
takes you on a journey. Yeah.
Definitely in a roller coaster. And this tune just, it got me really happy right now. And seeing the view out here, the blue sky and the sun and everything, just makes me want to go out and run around after this show. And,
I was also just reading, we were reading Hearing Aid in the break, issue one from the Star, I don't know, I guess it's a Star magazine we just found lying around here. And it has a list of upcoming gigs, and... Kenny mentioned that I brought up C6 Steve, who's playing in Edinburgh on the 3rd of May, and you mentioned that you had seen C6 Steve.
Yes, with his selection of guitars.
Yes,
which vary from, I think, from four strings to one string.
Yeah, he's quite the artist. So I was just wondering, just to lead on from that, because C6 Steve, well, he's someone who's still kind of performing today, obviously. I mean, saying an obvious point there, because he's got an upcoming gig. But how do you, well, this is a difficult question, but how do you feel about music in general today? Especially because maybe you might not listen to mainstream music and sort of generated trash. So is the jazz still as vibrant today as it was back in the heyday, I guess?
Yes and no. It's funny. I mean, in a way, in all kinds of music, it's not as easy to get gigs these days as it was back in the day. But I do listen to mainstream music. I tend not to listen to trash.
Yeah.
But you know
what I mean, just sort of the Nicki Minaj's of this world.
Bieber maybe is on that list, Bieber, or I don't know.
Sorry, Rachel.
I'm just going to say it.
Yeah, just ignore us for now. Sorry, Kenny, keep going.
Yeah, no, fine. But I lost my track there.
Sorry, no, listening to mainstream music.
I love music from around the world, and there's another one that you'll be hearing in a minute, which is a tune that sort of takes you around the world in a way.
Mm.
One thing that I've always wanted to do, I've never managed to do it yet, is to put a band together playing music from all around the world.
Mm, wow, interesting.
Yeah. And I reckon that it's not only an interesting idea for a band, but also it would be quite easily marketed, because if you had international conferences and things, they would probably get a band to come along and do that.
Yeah.
I don't think there's many of those bands around either. I think it's quite a sort of gap there.
That's right, yes. Yeah,
that's very true. So if any of our listeners out there are interested, email us. Or call us and we will try to help you to get this band sorted.
Yeah, don't make the idea without me being in the band, okay?
Oh, that would never happen. that sounds. Have you always worked with music, or have you had any other jobs as well?
Oh, I've had lots of other jobs.
Yeah.
It's hard to basically work as a musician and make a living just out of being a musician.
Yeah.
Especially in jazz.
Yeah.
There's a joke around about, did you hear about the jazz millionaire?
No, I don't think so.
He started off with 2 million.
Right.
Anyway, yeah. But, no, I've always done all sorts of other things as well. They've all been pretty boring jobs. I used to work for Comet well before they went bust.
Yeah.
lots of other things like that. I worked for a plumber's merchants and things.
Mm.
The jobs that I kind of enjoyed most when I was out driving, delivering out in the countryside and things.
Yeah.
And so tried and tested hand in different fields, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not for pleasure, obviously, but it's interesting.
But I mean,
not as interesting as jazz, but yeah.
Well, that's it. Most of all, I like music, so you know.
That's great. So when then were you able to only work with music? Because that's what you're doing now, right? You only work with, you're teaching, and then you have your band, etc. So when were you able to only work with music?
Hey, you. I suppose that from about. Well, about 10 years ago, I suppose.
Okay.
I was thinking it wasn't as long as that, but yes, it must be. And the other good thing about it is that I get plenty of time to do other things that I want to do.
Mm.
Myself and my wife, we're trying to be as self-sufficient as we can.
Mm.
We've got a place just outside St Mike's, and we managed to buy the house, and then we got the house next door, which was a condemned house.
Mm.
So basically I'm using that as a shed just for keeping garden stuff in and things like that. And we've got two gardens, so we've made it into one now, and we're trying to grow as much stuff for ourselves as we can.
Oh wow.
We've got 18 chickens, we've got 3 ducks in a tank.
That's incredible.
And
wow.
Like I was saying earlier on, we were both out this afternoon at a beekeeping class. So we're hoping to get bees next year.
Wow. And you have all fresh vegetables. And oh, wow. I've always wanted to do that. I love to try and eat, you know, as clean food as possible. And it's obviously difficult when you're a student, because you have to kind of, you know, choose the cheapest options. Yeah. But that to me just is fascinating.
It can be very, very rewarding, but it can also be quite disappointing. Last year, you know, it was really wet last year.
Right.
Yeah.
We planted 300 seed potatoes.
Mm.
And most of them got blighted.
Really?
So
wet, wow.
Not much crop from that.
It's a risk.
It's a risk.
Yeah.
But
it's like any sort of farming is like that.
Yeah. Do you sell anything as well, or is this for your family?
We do sell the hen's eggs and the duck's eggs.
Oh, wow.
That's all.
Well, that's really, really cool. So it's you and your wife who lives there. Do you have children as well?
I've got one son, and she's got 2 sons and a daughter.
Oh, right.
So, but they all live elsewhere.
Yeah.
All right, okay.
And are they all musicians as well, or...?
No. My son's a drummer.
Okay.
And he plays drums at the jazz sessions, and he...
What, on Tuesdays?
Yes.
Oh, I had no idea. No. And we should also give a shout out to all the listeners, actually, that on Tuesdays, Ken is normally playing at First Golf Place, where they have a, it's kind of a improvised jazz session,
yes,
right?
Jazz session, yeah.
Yeah, where anyone can come along and play. And yep, it's between 9 and 11, if I'm right? Or
yeah, depending upon the football.
Oh, true. No, I did. I did walk in there one time when there was a match going on, and I thought people were there to see the jazz or to listen to the jazz. But then, obviously, everyone was just, you know, looking at the screens. I was a bit disappointing. I couldn't hear any jazz.
It's
so
real life football takes the priority.
So. Yeah.
All right, Little Stars, just cram in a bit more music. We're going to take you around the world, hopefully, if this is the right track, with Oriental Bass.
Unfortunately, the hour is finished.
Yeah,
it's gone by so quickly. I've had so much fun. And we're so grateful that you could come, Kenny. It was lovely to have you on the show.
Really good fun.
Thank you again.
It's a great musical adventure. It's not the sort of music I listen to regularly.
Yeah, no.
I'm just glad you didn't do any more research on
that.
Yes, and we will try to post the YouTube videos on our Facebook page, so you can all listen to these lovely tunes again if you want to. I know that I will definitely do that.
Yes.
And also, do try and come along to First Golf Plays on Tuesdays. I try to go, and it's an amazing just evening, and listen to some good, impro jazz.
Yeah.
Around 9 o'clock on Tuesday, so
fun
do try. Yeah. I think that's it. Thank you so much for listening, everyone. Have a lovely week, and next week we're back with another really exciting show with... Who's coming next Sunday?
The guy from the wine shop in town.
Ooh, that should be interesting stuff.
Does he have a name, or do you not? We will have a surprise
guest. Yeah, we'll have someone from the wine shop in.
There will be alcohol involved, that's what we can say.
That sounds like good fun.
And we'll leave you with End of the Game.